Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, April the 26th, 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of God and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you today. We talked about this topic before, but we want to get into how this is played out in real life. So we were talking about how Lucifer's plan to stop God's design or God's plan. Another way of saying this is looking at how ignorance wants to stop awareness, or there's even another way of looking at it as how good wants to stop or how evil wants to stop good or darkness wants to stop light. So we're talking about a topic or we're talking about a subject since the beginning of time, basically. And that subject is the fact that each and every one of us, whether we want to be engaged in this war or not, we are inside of a system that plays upon our ignorance. And that system is expressed, exposed, or expanded in three dimensions or three realities or three expressions. And those three ways that it's expressed is through social and economic control, the conservation and management of resources, resources being you and I, people, and then the strengthening of certain groups. That particular group actually is we the people. So in the Constitution, when it talks about we the people, it's not referring to you. It's referring to a different group of people. And if you're not a part, or if you're not privy to be, you know, in that group, when it refers to, or when it says, you know, we the people, a lot of people assume that the Constitution was written for the people, where in actuality it wasn't. And so this is a part of the system, and this is how this is played out in real life. And it's our awareness that actually stops the system. You don't have to not put a lot of energy into like fighting the system, going against the system and protesting and picketing and marching, doing a lot of stuff that, you know, a lot of people are doing today when it comes to politics and when it comes to other things in life. So basically, in order for the kingdomology, or God's cosmology, God's theology, and God's biology to expand, it just requires your awareness. So awareness, perception, consciousness is the tool or the weapon by which we use to fight ignorance. So ignorance is evil. So evil is not necessarily a thing, although it is personified or manifested as a thing. Evil is ignorance. Evil is living a life devoid of or absence of these three areas. And so these three things are how the system maintains its efficient stranglehold, if you will, over what you and I call freedom or life. So Yahushua came that we may have life and life more abundantly. But the thing that limits the life is your awareness. So your inability to see limits your inability, or limits your ability to be. Let me say that again. Your inability to see limits your ability to be. So if you can't see something, how can you take advantage of something? How can you be something? So it's really important, because when you think about how effective the system or the cistern works, only as effective as your ignorance to the system. So it only works if you're not aware that it's working. And since most of us are not aware that it's working, that allows it to work. And so the thing that makes the system so effective is something as simple as social media, something as simple as understanding how, let's say, Facebook and Instagram and social media is used to as a system of social and economic control. And so even though a lot of times things that are presented as freedom or convenience actually are things that limit or bring about control. So anytime you see something packaged as more convenient, it usually means less freedom and more bureaucracy or more control. And so just being aware of that fact, just being aware, you don't have to necessarily go against it. You're just aware that a lot of times evil is packaged in a wrapper called convenience. And so a lot of times when we look at things that are convenient, it's this ability to really look underneath such things as the Patriot Act and other objects and other things that are out there to make life more convenient. Facebook. So Facebook is something that allows us to connect. But it just came out that, you know, my boy Zuckerberg confessed that Facebook monitors all and everything that's sent. And it is, you know, Facebook, if you really look at it, it's really a part of, you know, the FBI. It's a way to kind of like maintain the all-seeing eye, if you will, on you. Not that that's a good or bad thing. It's an awareness thing. Because it's one thing for something to be done, quote-unquote, behind the back, but it's a whole other thing for you to be aware. So there are certain truths and certain secrets of the universe that are hidden inside of words. So the secrets of the universe are hidden inside of words that are not words any longer. They're terms or they're phrases. So the inability to understand how hidden parables and myths contain or gives you access to certain secrets. And so you must have the ability to decipher the words. You must have the ability to decipher the parables, and you must have the ability to decipher the myths. Otherwise, without the ability to decipher, that's the key. The key is the decipher. And in the Matrix, there was a guy, his name was Cypher. He was the key. He's the guy. He represents your ability to understand that certain words contain certain secrets to the uni or the inner or the omniverse, but they're hidden inside of words. And so the power of words is the things that control our life. Even the power of biophotons and the power of melanin and all of these things that, again, this three-pronged approach that limits your awareness and it empowers your ignorance. That's the plan. So the plan is really simple, and the plan has been working since the beginning of time, so there's no need to change the plan when the plan is working. And so the fact that we are not aware of certain, as simple as the Vatican and what that means and what that represents. Most people are not aware of Harvard's, just recently came out, Harvard's plan to block the sun. So most people are not aware of that. So that lack of awareness. Most people are not aware of something like Agenda 21. Most people are not aware of the banksters' desire to control currency by actually supporting cryptocurrency, because of not looking at the word crypt, you know, toe, crypto. And you reverse it, it's the word to and cry. This is how you, this is the best way to make you cry, is to crypt, that means dead. Currency means frequency. It's a dead movement. But the inability to understand the secret meaning of certain terms and phrases, then that leads to what is known or what we call ignorance. And then there are certain things that are basic historical fact that most people that I know are not aware of it. Simple things like the IRS is not a U.S. government agency. In fact, the IRS is a agency of the International Monetary Fund, or the IMF. And so the IMF is an agency of the U.N., and that's found in Black's Law Dictionary and all of most of the congressional records. If you look at the public law Senate report 94, page 1148, states there's another public plan under the reorganization plan number 26 on page 102. It talks about this as well. There's a Senate report number 93, page 549, talks about this. So there's a lot of information that really explains this, but you cannot tell that to the average person, because again, the plan is the way that we stop, or the way that they stop your awareness from expanding, is one, social engineering or social and economic control. Number two, conservation and management of the resources. That means control where you work and where you play. Limit. Agenda 21, depopulate the earth by at least 90%. And that's supposed to be done. Look at the Georgia Stone. By, I think it was 2030. And so the ability to understand, now whether you are aware of things like Agenda 21 and how they are being implemented, and the goal based upon what the United Nations has established as a sustainable developmental, environmental, and developmental sound. Now, this was instituted or formulated back in, and it should be complete by 2030, according to their plan. And so without understanding, what does this plan mean? What is this all about? Well, nobody's really concerned with Agenda 21, because it's not something that people talk about. And so the first stage of the plan has already been implemented. Social and economic control through things like social media and through things like the IMF, because the IMF controls the IRS, and the IMF is controlled by the UN. And the UN has been in power since 1921. And the UN is under the control of the banksters or the Vatican. And so when I talk about this, all of the alphabet bit suits and things, as simple as the United States does not have or is not a quote-unquote country. It's a corporation controlled by D.C. or the District of Columbia. And so all of this is a part of, quote-unquote, the way by which ignorance overrides awareness, or Lucifer stops God, or good overrides, or evil overrides good. And so this has been going on since the beginning of time, but the way by which we become aware of it is by understanding it. And what is it? Well, it is something as simple as our Social Security number that are issued by the UN through the International Monetary Fund, or the IMF. So if you look at your Social Security number, it is completed by the SS5. The 5 looks like an S, so the SSS. And so the Department of Treasury issues the SS5 through the Social Security Administration, which is a part of the Department of Treasury, which is a part of the UN and the IMF, along with all of the other, quote-unquote, alphabet soup, like FBI, CIA, NSA. All of these organizations are all a part of this same organization or this same group. Now, again, the goal is not to be against, not to, try to fight these organizations. The goal is to be aware, because it is your awareness that limits their power. Because once you become aware, then you're able to exercise your God-given free will and your God-given rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so anything that limits that life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, the way that you override it is not by attacking it, the problem. You override any problem by immersing the brain in the solution. So the way that you become aware of this three-pronged approach to limit and destroy your God-given rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is expressed through, again, what Harvard is doing right now by trying to come up with a way to block the sun, and through geoengineering and all the other weather manipulation and weather modification techniques to prevent the sun from hitting your skin, because they know what lies and how melanocytes work, especially if you are a melanated individual. So they know the true nature or the true power of the sovereign king that is within, or the lost kingdom that is within, and how this is transformed into energy. And so they understand this quote-unquote cipher, or this code, if you will. This is the power of over and understanding how you and I are able to manifest life on this earth and to exercise a certain amount of control. Although limited, it's still a certain amount of control. And this is the power that they don't want you to understand, because, again, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So your ability to understand these words and how these words create a paradigm shift and changes the total spiritual blueprint, or the staradigm. So a paradigm is a staradigm. Now, a staradigm is just simply a blueprint for your spiritual growth. And without understanding or having this starogram, and what is it? Okay, that's the true destiny of mankind. So the true destiny of mankind is to become a part of the God kind. And I've done, many shows on breaking down the true destiny of mankind. But again, if you don't know that, the sun rises in the east and the sun sets in the west. The sun is not the S-U-N. The sun is the S-O-N. So every morning you lie on a flat plane called a bed. The bed in the morning, you rise in the morning, and the process of you getting out of bed is the process of the sun rising in the east and setting. When you go to bed at night, you lie back down. That is, again, the west. So the whole story of the sun rising and setting is the story of your life. So they don't want you to know that. So, because if you know that, then you know that when you go to bed at night, you're under the control of the moon or the lunar or the lunatic. That's what you dream. That's the afterlife, because you astral project. So at night, you set. And that's what the story of Horus and Oset. So all of Egyptology is a story about your biology. And all of the biblicalology is the story of your biology. But they don't want you to understand it. They want you to think that it is a different story outside of you. That's the kingdomology is understanding God's theology, God's biology, and God's cosmology. It is the ignorance of God's plan that empowers Lucifer's plan. So since we don't over, under, and understand the true destiny of mankind, and I've done many shows on the true origin and the true destiny of mankind. So the quest that we're embarking upon today is the quest that says, thou art no more a servant of mine, but a son. If a son, then an heir. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. So your inability to over and understand the true plan of God powers Agenda 21, the Black Sun, HARP, geoengineering, chemtrails, GMO, fluoride in the water, all of the stuff that's going on to bring about a conservation and a management of resources. That means a reduction of people on the earth, Agenda 21, and social and economic control through social media and social platforms and cryptocurrency and other currencies that are limited or controlled by the IMF. Or, number three, strengthen the role of certain groups. What groups? Make America Great Again. Are you a member of that group? What's another group? The Rothschilds. What's another group? Okay, the Council of Foreign Relations. The Council of 300. So are you a member of the group that says, we the people, in order to form a more perfect union? When it says we the people, it's not talking about you, boo-boo. Especially if you are an Afro-American. So we, when it says we, that constitution, it wasn't written for you. Because if you remember, you weren't even considered a, you was what, three-fifths of a person back then? Well, that never was rescinded. So the entire planet is nothing more than a slave colony, as I've been saying for 20 years. And so source code wants to remove you from this one world government, this one world law, and this one world monetary system that's underneath the United Nations. United Nations, that's why it's expressed, exposed, and expanded through the United States. But it's all part of this one world supreme government. And what government means, meant to govern. So they are here with the ostentatious, bodacious disposition of governing your resources, thus Agenda 21. And so when we really, really over, under, and understand, that is why the District of Columbia, they got totally different voting rights and totally different laws than you do. Totally different. Now, it's very important because most people never really think how the straw man accounts that is set up for everybody under everybody's legal name actually works. Now, again, the goal is not to try to fight against the New Deal. It was established by Roosevelt way back in the day. The goal is just to understand Senate House Joint Resolution 192. On June the 5th of 1933, Congress passed House-Senate Joint Resolution 192. And that Senate resolution was passed to suspend the gold standard and to totally demolish the gold clause in the Constitution. And as a result of that House-Senate Joint Resolution 192, no one in America since that time has been able to lawfully pay a debt or incur one. Now, you may want to read House Senate Joint Resolution 192 that was passed on June the 5th of 1933. Just to overall understand, now that's just one of a plethora. Now, all of this started back with our good buddy, Abraham Lincoln. And they've been trying. That's why, you know, certain things happen to people, anybody who comes up who wants to basically get away or remove this House resolution. But now, again, that is not, the purpose is not to try to fight against J.P. Morgan and his and the Rothschilds and their bunch. That's not it. The purpose for you is to understand Romans 8:14, which says, for as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. So you remember, they are linguistical geniuses. They change words into terms. A term is a prison sentence. So that you don't have a, you're not a part of the paradigm shift. You are now subject to a paradigm shift. And so the paradigm shift that is taking place right now is you're leaving the paradigm of the two fish, or the Pisces, or duality, or cognitive dissonance, or bipolarism. You're no longer under that paradigm. Now you're entering into the blueprint for spiritual growth. The Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, the Life Management System, that is a new paradigm. That is the paradigm where you see the man with the pitcher of water enter into the city, follow him, according to Luke chapter 17, verse 21. Because the pitcher represents water. Water represents gnosis that's poured out on all flesh. So no man, woman, or child now can go to the Father or source and say, I don't know. Because if you listen to me, I'm telling you what you should know. And what you should know is that, according to the powers that be, especially the Council on Foreign Relations, they don't want you to know anything about what you call the United States, which is a private corporation. It is not a country. Only Congress and only people in D.C. have voting rights. You don't, boo-boo. So when you vote, you notice the president is not elected by popular vote. Now, everybody knows that, right? I don't know if y'all know that. Y'all didn't know that? Okay, now, no president has been elected. Y'all know, because sometimes the popular vote, if that was the case, we would have had Al Gore. We would have had, you know, I don't think no president. I can't remember when the last president actually won a popular vote and then actually won the delegates vote. So the popular vote is just for popularity, just to kind of wage. But the people, no, it's only the people that's inside of the District of Columbia that actually have quote unquote president determining power. We'll put it that way. So you can, I'm not saying that you should not, you know, vote, especially on a large scale or on that level. But when it comes to understanding what happens, you might want to over, under, and understand that. Now, there is no judicial courts in America, and there has not been any judicial courts in America since 1789. Judges do not enforce statutes and codes. Instead, judges enforce executive administrations. Now, as a cop, I understand that because I went to law school. Although it's very limited, but it gave me enough to understand that judges in America since 1789, under FCR versus GE 281, I'm sorry, that talks about the GAT, the GAT, under, again, Senate House Resolution 103, all of this is documented because they got to document it. But nobody's going to go and research. Even the state. Do you know New York City is defined in the federal regulations underneath the United Nations as the capital of the world? According to the CFR chapter 1111, subchapter B422. So Social Security is not insurance, or it's not a trust fund. It's your Social Security check comes directly from the IMF, which is an agency of the UN. So you cannot own, as a slave, you cannot own any property. That's why you always pay property tax to the International Monetary Fund. So this, you might want to read your deed of trust, because it says it right there if you really, really read it. But many of us, we don't really take time to read it. And we all know that America is still a British colony, because the United States is a corporation. It is not a landmass. This is actually a corporation that is owned by the British. And the British is owned by the Vatican. That's under the Treaty of 1213. So the Pope, that's why he is able to go around, and the Vatican, the Black Pope actually controls the Vatican. So all of this is documented information on Papal Bull number 1455 and Papal Bull number 1493. This is all documented. All everything under the IRS on the IRS publication 6209. IRS publication 6209 talks about the tribute that is paid to great. So fill out the 1040. It's not for the United States. That's a private corporation. So all of this is a part of what? How to manage resources. That's you. That's the second stream. That's the second level of control. Now remember, this is a three-tiered approach to maintain control of government. Number one, there must be social and economic control. And there is. Whoever they are, they control the social and economic system. Now, socially, through social media. So everything you post on social media, I mean, everybody knows this. That's why Zuckerberg was testifying in Congress for selling your information and all your pictures and everything that you post, all your emails, everything. And they put stuff in the cloud now. Now, nobody knows what the cloud is, but everybody store their documents in the cloud. I know what the cloud is, and I know who reads those documents that you store in the cloud. Now, again, nothing wrong with it. We're not fighting against the system. Awareness. Awareness is how you destroy the system. Because when you're aware that that is not what it says, that's not a part of God's plan, that doesn't line up with Romans chapter 8, verse 14 through 18. And so that's not taught in Maine. Nobody that I'm aware of teaches how to use the right language, because your language, again, establishes your world. Now, all of this, again, is documented by the powers that be. But again, the purpose of today's show is to understand why is Harvard coming out with a way now to block the rays of the sun. We talked about this yesterday from the movie Knowing. Because the sun is emitting CMEs, but the CMEs is not going to kill you like it said in the movie Knowing. The CMEs is releasing neutrinos that's actually changing you. Now, they know this, but you don't. Lucifer is ignorance. God is awareness. Evil is ignorance. Good or light is awareness. Now, you can personify it, and that makes you feel better, and you sleep better at night, but every day that you rise, you are the sun, according to Romans 8:14. We just read it. So you are the S-U-N that rises in the east, and then when you go to bed at night, you set in the west. And when you go to bed, you D-Y-E. You go to the underworld. And then in the underworld, you are under the lunar cult control, because at night, the light that governs the night is the moon. The light that governs the day is the sun. You govern the day because you are the sun. But you are the S-O-N, but they told you it's the S-O-N. You are the S-O-N. The inability of this keeps you trapped in Groundhog's Day and makes you a prisoner of the prism. So this PRISM is a beautiful prism of this prism for your spiritual growth. So you cannot exercise your true God-given power over management of the resources. What are the resources? You. So you're a resource. That's why they give you a birth certificate at birth. Because that makes you stock, as those little red letters on the bottom of your birth certificate, inside of the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. So you are the resources that is brought and sold over the International Monetary Fund stock market. And we the people does not include you. We the people only include the District of Columbia, because they are the one who have the governing power. Congress governs the United States, or Congress, or those are the CEO or the board members of the corporation called the United States of America. That's how you conserve and manage. And then part number three, you got to strengthen the role of the Congress or the District of Columbia or the Vatican. So that three-stranded cord is not easily broken. That's Lucifer's plan. But source code has a three-stranded plan also. Source code, the big G, has a plan that's called cosmology, theology and biology. That destroy awareness of cosmology, awareness of theology, and awareness of biology destroys the social and economic control. It destroys the conservative. That means limit your lifespan and the management control how much money you make, black man, and the resources. That's called human capital or human cattle, because you are chattel. That's why this is a chattel. When you make a contract, it's a chattel. This is a chattel government. CHATTLE, which stands for cattle. So you are human cattle. That's why in the movie Jupiter Ascending, they come back to harvest you, boo-boo. That means you're right. That means they feed you. They get you nice, fat, and plump. And then they come in there, and then you, like, and the Bible says, we all are led like sheep to the slaughter. This is, like, for real. But this is siphoning your energy, just like in the Matrix. And that strengthens we the people. So that's their plan. And their plan is pretty rock solid. Because their plan works on your ignorance. The fact that you're not aware why they want to block the sun. The fact that if you are, especially if you are an African American, as I've been saying for eons, we have no idea why we are called African Americans, because we want us to think that we're from Africa. Because I think that you're from Africa, you have no ties and no obligations to here. It's a mind game. That's why they put the word African American in front of you. Everybody else is just an American, but we are African American. They don't call Irish Americans or Spanish Americans. They just call them Spanish or Irish or Welsh or Dutch. Wherever they're from, they're German. They don't say German Americans. The only title where we have the word African before American is for black people. Because black people didn't come from Africa. We was already here in America. Now, I know this contrary to your theology, but that's a plethora of evidence that showed that all of the Native Americans looked just like you. They just had long hair. And it was a little darker. And then the Native American mixed with the French, and then we got what we call now, because notice the rights that are given to Native Americans. Those rights should be yours, but instead they give them to people that, I'm not saying that they are not Native Americans, they're not the original Native Americans. But if you don't know, again, you can't go. So you can't go and lay claims and get your free school and get free land and get free, Indians on an Indian reservation. That's their own sovereign government. You can't go in there. As a cop, I couldn't go on the reservation to make an arrest. And they have certain rights that you don't got, but you're supposed to have them. But you don't think you're an individual. You don't know, I should say, because they told you you're from Africa. So you're going over there and you're trying to get back to Africa. Negro, you from America. You were saying when they came, they just diluted your blood by getting you the interbreed and the married. Still doing it. I mean, I fell for it, so it's pretty much everybody else, black men that I know. It's this ability to understand that the Pope has rights to the entire planet through the laws of conquest and discovery. This is written on Papal Bull number 1455. The Pope has rights to order genocide and enslave people. This is written on Papal Bull number 1493. The Pope's laws are supreme to every other law on the planet. That's what's inside of the movie Jupiter Ascending. That's the house of Abracus. This is on Papal Bull, and this Papal Bull is on human skin, 1844, syllabus 2829. We're all slaves. We're all owned by the Vatican, on paper anyway, and absolutely nothing that any of us can do or think will change that. Because, again, this is all documented and written, and we all agree to it when we were issued a birth certificate, social security number, and a driver's license. Now, if you're Caucasian, you can go out and you can fight and you can go to court and you can demand, yourself as a straw man. But, Wesley Snipes tried that. He just recently got out of prison. Y'all do know that, right? Now, I never seen no white man go to prison and maintaining his American citizenship, not his United States citizenship. Now, I used to be a part of an organization called Build Freedom. And in that organization, they taught us how to become a perpetual traveler. And I went through all the entire process. And then I realized, hold up. I'm the only black guy in the organization. Now remember, it takes a while for us to register black men, but a lot of y'all got gurus. You know, how come Tony Robbins ain't my life coach? No disrespect from Tony Robbins, but yeah, the rules are different. I don't know if you know that or not, because this has nothing to do with racism as far as black and white. This has to do with genism as far as fire and clay, as I did the series already. People ask me, man, what racism been around? Dude, racism, this shit is intergalactic. When Soros made clay, fire, white says, we ain't bowing down to clay. That's in the Quran. Now, it's not inside your King Jimmy, but it's inside the Quran, and it's in all other cultures except for United States. There's a saying going that when the European came to the United States and saw the black man, Native American, he gave him a Bible and told him to get down and pray. And as the story goes, when he opened his eyes, the European had the land, the United States, and the black man had the Bible. So they made the switch. They took your rights and they gave you religion. Now, I know black folks, we're shot every Sunday. We don't own nothing, but we own a religion. Black people are the most religious fools on the planet, but we ain't got no property. Because they gave you that Bible and took your property. Now, I got something called history and document facts. I just don't make statements. I just don't pull this crap out of my butt. So, again, I don't debate. I just educate. Now, so what do we do? Do we fight the system? Hell no. Unless you end up in a pine box early. How do I fight the system? Awareness. Your awareness to understand your God-ordained destiny. I'm going to tell you something right now that's going to really hurt your brain. And I've done a series already, and I broke all of this down already. This is what makes me different from pretty much everybody I know. Now, we can talk about the business stuff. We can talk about all of this stuff like I've been talking about in the private shows. I broke down, you know, business by the numbers last night, and I gave everybody their business plan guaranteed. So fail-proof, guaranteed. All you got to do is just follow the numbers. So I proved last night in a private show how it is impossible for you to be poor, because your sovereignty doesn't come from the government. It doesn't come from man. It doesn't come from money. It doesn't come from the medium of exchange. I proved that last night. And what I'm going to say right now will further prove everything that I've been saying since I started talking, after January 1st of 2009. This is called biophotonic data or moldable data. So the mental intention releases a biophotonic cell-to-cell communication, soul-to-soul communication. Now, the melanocytes in the melanin in the skin. Now, remember, listen to what I'm saying and tell me what part of what you've done to get anything that I'm about to say. So listen to what you did, and I want you to tell me what you personally did to either enhance or either delay or either totally remove. Listen to what I say and tell me if yoga, Tai Chi, prayer, witchcraft, Satanism, Sufism, perennialism, any religion, any food, anything on earth affects it. Now, the Rothschilds said that there are very few who understand the system. They will either be so interested in its profits, or they will be so dependent upon its benefits that there will be no opposition from that class. He did not say. Now, remember, this is an internal document by the Red Shields, which is what the name Rothschild means. The Rothschilds, I mean, y'all already know that. They run the country, in case y'all didn't know that. So before I give you the solution, let me tell you how the United States did not declare independence from Great Britain and King George or nobody else, and why this is important. Because, again, the Red Shield, the Rothschilds, they understand that nobody understands the system. He said that very few understand the system. They don't know that the government and religion and masonry is a three-stranded cord that's not easily broken, and they keep their control by these three systems: social engineering, management of resources, and strengthening their organization. But your job is to understand how you are designed by source code. So each one of us have biomolecules inside of our body that are organic semiconductors. They are capable of absorbing all types of energy from the electromagnetic spectrum, which is why they appear to be black. Now, this is, again, dark matter physics is what we're talking about, what most people call melanin or black people. But it has little to do with the skin, even though melanin determines the skin color. It has to do with the singular melanosomes versus a clustered melanosomes. When the melanosomes are separated versus when the melanocytes or melanosomes are stuck together. It's the same as clustered versus declustered water. So when water is clustered together, it moves slow. When water is declustered, it moves fast. So when melanin is clustered together, it absorbs less. When melanin is declustered, it absorbs more. So singular melanosomes, African-American. Clustered melanosomes, European. So the electromagnetic spectrum converts more of the harmful ultraviolet radiation into heat or energy or information. Let me say that again. Heat, energy, information. Let me say that again. Heat. Now, I don't make this up. You can read. You can do the research yourself. Heat, energy, and information. Now, again, this is a natural biological process. There's nothing that you can stop it. There's nothing that you can do to start it. Heat, energy, and information. Remember, there is nothing that you can do unless you read what was just published. Harvard came out with a new way to block the sun. Now, remember, there's nothing you can do unless the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, started Agenda 21 back in 92 or whenever they got together. And it's supposed to capitalize in 2030. And remember, Agenda 21, and create a biosphere using what they call biological diversity, meaning a reduction of land that is used by people. So you got to work and play in the same location so they can watch you and control you. And they're going to deforest, meaning depopulate, according to those stones that's in Georgia right now, the Georgia stones. They put their plan there. They put that there. But nobody's reading it. In the Denver airport, they got plans. They got dudes with masks, and they're going around, and they got shepherd's crook, and they're just killing people. Go to the Denver airport. Look at the murals on the wall. Just go to Google and type in Denver Airport images. Or just type in Denver Airport and click on images. Remember, do not believe me. They telling you. We just not listening. Go to Google or your favorite search engine and type in Denver Airport murals, M-U-R-A-L-S. And notice all the people that are being killed are all melanin. They're all Hispanic and black. There are no white people. Go to Google. Type in Denver Airport mural. You will see a guy with this big old sword. And at the end of the sword, he has a dove. And in the other hand, he has a gun. And he has a gas mask on to protect him. And everybody he's killing, and he's just going through, and he's just killing just thousands and thousands. Now, remember, they want to depopulate the United States by 90%. 90, you know how many people that is? I ain't going to do the math for you, but that's what they call a plethora. That's what they, that's why, well, I don't want to get too far into the esoteric of why the Denver Broncos won the Super Bowl and why the Denver Broncos got a white horse on top of their stadium in the Mile High Stadium. The highest stadium represents the crown chakra. The Denver Broncos football team is cold for everything that's getting ready to come down. That's now remember, I'm exposing his plan. That's his plan. Now, I'm already a part of Source Code plan. I'm already there. I'm already protected. I just need you to get on board, boo-boo, so you can understand God's cosmology, God's theology, and God's biology. Otherwise, you just tongue-kissing death in the mouth. Because remember, the plan works off of your ignorance. The only way the plan can work against you is if you don't know that it's for you. Once you are aware that the United States is a part of Great Britain, that the IRS is a fictitious organization, you don't have fear. You don't have doubt. You don't have unbelief. Now you understand why everything happens. You're not befuddled. And you understand how the government controls stuff. Now, again, you don't go up against the control. You understand the control. So, but what do? Okay, you understand that you are a organic semi-superconductor. If, according to science, based upon the difference between an African-American body, an Asian body, and a European body, based upon a scientific research, and I got a plethora if anybody needs some, there is a DNA protection where the what they call free radicals and toxic chelations, C-H-E-L-A-T-I-O-N, that happens in Asians and Europeans, doesn't happen in African Americans. Why though? Now remember, go and research clustered versus declustered water. And what are the benefits of declustered water? Now, this is huge. Because without understanding the water molecule, because as my good sister Dr. T broke down, the platelets, they're like a plate and they got water molecules on it. And so by understanding what is structured water and what is destructured or unstructured water, and what are the benefits? Now, again, I'm not here trying to sell water and all of this stuff, which is why I drink distilled water. So you have, structured water is declustered water. And so each cluster now is like a trash bag that takes out mucus out of your body. But clustered water, the trash bag is opened. It's a trash bag, but they all cramp together. So it can't do its job. Well, the melanin in a black body is declustered. It's called a singular melanosome. And in Asian, there are some that are singular and some that are clustered. But in a European, they are clustered. They have the European is called a clustered melanosome. And in Asian, Hispanic or Puerto Rican or one of the other, Indians types or Asianic types, they have some clustered and some declustered, so they can take out some of the trash. But it's only the only biomolecule that actually takes the electromagnetic harmful radiation and turns it into heat, energy, and information is a black body. This is called black body physics. Now, I don't like sharing this because people sometimes take it the wrong way. And they get into the whole black man God thing. And the black people this, that, one. So that's why you don't like, because black people misinterpret it because they just hear that. They don't read the next part. Which breaks down that the DNA protection inside of the body is essential for life on this planet. It has to be for converting sunlight into metabolic energy by ionizing gamma radiation and turning gamma harmful radiation into useful energy. only the African American, emphasis on the word Africa. They want you to think you're from Africa, but you ain't from Africa. So only a native, an original American, or anybody else that have very, very dark hue, meaning very, very, a lot of melanin. So the sun creates what's called a metabolic generator. So you are the Ark of the Covenant. You don't go get an Ark. And you can use all of the harmful ultraviolet radiation arrays. Now, this is all scientifically proven. But that's not the good part. This is the good part. And this is the part that black people don't listen to. And that's why you can't say this doesn't work. Because remember, the only difference between the European and African American is the melanosomes that process this melanin. In the European, they're biologically clustered. That they mean the trash, the can, the trash bag, they put the trash in, they all together. So they can't open the trash bag to put the energy in to convert it. That's the only difference. Whereas the darker the hue, the more trash bags you got, melanin, so you can take out more mucus. So on paper, you have more heat, you have more energy, and you have more inflammation. Now, that's what melanin does. But all why? The smoking gun. What is a smoking gun? Intention. Intention. Now, you might want to pay really close attention to this. Intention is capable of changing the molecular structure of matter. Because intention is vibrational data. It is the emission of light particles. This is called biophotons. Now, I did a series on biophotonics. And everybody, hopefully you guys tuned into that series where I broke all of this down. I also wrote a book called Bioluminescence where I broke this down, where I broke it down again a little further. But one of the things I want to repeat that I talked about inside the series that I did on biophotonics, because I do so many series and I talk about so many stuff, the photon emissions of the biological system through the electro.
Now, can you hear me now? Testing 1 2 1 2 1 2. Can you hear me now, babe?
Yes.
Okay, you can. Okay, let me switch over. All right, so I think I lost the sound, and so can you hear me okay now, babe?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I think I'm back. So that doesn't surprise me too much. I was kind of. I went ahead and set up the backup line, but I didn't. But anyway, let's go ahead and continue where I left off at. Extremely important, brothers and sisters. We got disconnected. We were talking about the biophotons. And again, I did that series back on July the 20th of 2014. Now, remember, the lumiference systems, their job is to interfere, or their goal is to interfere with source code. So their system is bioluminescence. It's not, again, biophotonic. So light is not only what brightens up the world by day, but it makes things around us full of heat, energy, and information. So it is biophotons are controlled by intention. So your ability to understand intention is more important than whether or not you got melanin. Now, melanin is important, but your intuition is how God talks to you. So everybody has intuition. So source code already knew this. And so he already put a system in place that would allow you to oscillate or vibrate and get past what, again, that they are trying to do. And so what are they trying to do? Well, they don't want you to be aware of what I'm aware of. And that is Harvard University is now come up with a system to tackle climate control. That's what they're spinning it as, which is to block out the sun. And that's why you see less and less. And I've been saying this for years because I've been noticing less of the sun. Why would they do that? Numbers 23, verse 19, Old Testament, the book of Numbers, chapter 23, verse 19. It says, God is not a man that he should lie, but he is the Son. S-U-N-S-O-N, depending on who you talk to. 1 John 1:5, New Testament. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 says, God is the light of the world. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. Yahushua says, I am the light. And that word light means false. That word false means photon. And then, again, as we already read in the book of Matthew, and then also John, we already read, not Matthew, Romans 8, that says we are the children or sons of the Son. And then it says, let me go on because I didn't finish, that we have received the spirit of adoption whereby we can cry, Abba, Father. Verse 16, Romans 8, 16. The spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are heirs of God, and if heirs, joint heirs with Christ. So it's the Christ, the oil inside of our body that connects with the photons inside the body that makes us a part of the God kind instead of a part of the mankind. So what is the true destiny of mankind that they don't want you to know is that the destiny of mankind is not left up to mankind. The destiny of mankind is left up to the God kind. So source code has put something in the sun called a CME to change your neutrinos because inside of your blood there's crystals. And these crystals are amplifiers. They amplify your intention. Now, let me give you the proof. Because I know there's some Reverend Dr. Bishop out there that's listening to me, and they're saying, but that sounds like a bunch of, you know, scientific mumbo-jumbo. Oh, I'm so glad you asked. So there is a plethora of articles about biophotonics, which is the series that I did, and photon physics, which is another series that I did. So, inside of the body, the atoms and the molecules inside of our body are particles of light, and they emit or they release through mental intention. Say it again. They absorb mental intention, and then they release it through a process called cell-to-cell communication with inside of the DNA. So your body right now is emitting biophotons, and these biophotons are called UPEs inside of the body. That's what science calls them. And so they are 1,000 times less sensitive to any of the UV or any of the rays or visible rays to the eye, meaning there's no way that your physical eye can pick it up. But your spiritual eye, your mental eye, your third eye, the pineal gland does. And so this light, that's why it is an ambient, powerful photon that passes through optical tissue. And it is absorbed through what they call the light induction photon emission, meaning that the light hits the pineal gland, and the pineal gland, which is the gateway between this world and the next world. That's the pineal gland. That's why all throughout every culture there's pine cones. Even in the Bible, in Genesis 32:30, where Jacob wrestled with the angel and he touched him in his hip and he said, this place I've seen God face to face. It's the only place you can see God face to face. And I will call this place pineal. So the photons, they release a chemical that produces, again, what they call biophysical pictures inside the light. So the light contains heat, energy, and information, but it is changed by your intention. So the biophotons is the cellular metabolic communication system that is more intense, and it is intensified anytime somebody has a single mind, as I've been saying, focus, discipline, and order. So the biophotons are cells that actually change living organisms. Biophotons, again, this is what Jesus says. He says that I am the light. That means photon. It means phos in the Greek. It means a particle of light. It's a package of light. So it's a biological. So this is, again, changing to a biological photon. So the body, your intention, your brain controls this process. And that controls, it stores information. It also controls the energy, and it also regulates the body's cardiobiological output, meaning it regulates the body's heat. It regulates your heart rate. It regulates all of the anatomic systems in the body, along with the lymph nodes and all the other systems in the body. What am I saying? Your intention. So now, this is the smoking gun. When we talk about the human skin captures, or it contains cells capable of trapping the energy and the information and the heat from the sun and transforming it into what is called fibroblasts, F-I-B-R-O-B-L-A-S-T-S. So this was discovered, and this was published in the Journal of Photochemistry and Photobiology in 1993. And it talks about how the sun is releasing CMEs or neutrinos that is causing an intracellular photon-trapping system in the cells to be activated. Inside of the skin. And then it is emission, or it is turned into a biological process, and this is done through the melanoma cells inside of the body. That's why some people get, you know, melanoma or skin cancer. So there is a melanin-mediated energy exchange. And this melanin that converts light into heat, energy, and information is controlled by melanocytes. Now, there was a great book written by Gerald Pollack, and it was called Can Humans Harvest the Sun's Energy Directly Like Plants? Can we harvest? And he's proven, especially if there's melanin, melanin is capable of transforming ultraviolet light energy into heat, into energy, and into information. And this is the ultra-fast internal conversion. Now, this takes place, but something trumps that process, or something can help that process, or something can destroy that process. What is that something called? As I've been saying for 20 years, the whole world is controlled by intention. That's all I did all my life, is I set my mind to something. I didn't say it with my mouth. I had an intention. Now, intention is pre-thought. It's not what I'm saying. It's what you're thinking while I'm saying. This is called libido. This is called life force. So your intention controls your libido. Your libido controls your life force. That's the series that I just did with called sex. That's why you must be highly sexed. But it's not from the perspective of having sex. It's from the perspective of being sex, meaning being who you are. So if you got a problem with being a male and you think you're a female, you're not sexed. That means that everything I'm talking about doesn't work, because your intention is you're confused. You don't know what type of a sex you are. Now, you can have sex, but you should be making love. Notice the love must be made. You got to make love. But you can have sex, but you have it. When you have something, that means it was given to you. What do you have? Okay, I have genitals. I have those. I don't go make those. So I was born with those. That's why you have sex. You don't do sex. You have it. You either have male genitals or you have female genitals. So your intention must align with your mind, your design. Your intention must be in the direct agreement with God's design. Now, if you do that, any thought that is targeted, let me say that again, any thought that is targeted, now this is all proven. And it was a great article, and there's great information I can share with you that helps you to understand that the emission of light particles, these are called biophotons, they take on the mechanisms through intention. So intention produces an effect on all living organisms that have the ability to receive and emit photons there is an instantaneous non-locational signal from one cell to the other cell anywhere on the planet, meaning the location doesn't matter. We're all connected. So biophotons are stored in the intercellular DNA. Said again, biophotons are stored in the intercellular DNA. And it is your direct intention that manifests itself as an electrical and a magnetic energy producing flux of photons. So our intention operates as a highly cohesive frequency generator capable of changing the molecular structure of matter. Father, touch the minds of your people. That's the war. That's what they don't want you to know. That's the true destiny of mankind. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he changes. That's what the Bible says. You bring about what you think about. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. In the beginning was the Word. That's intention. The Word, intention, was with God, and the Word was God. Word, intention, is more powerful than melanin. And that's the problem I have with all black organizations who walk around talking about the black man is God. Because a white man with intention is more powerful than a black man without it. That's already proven. That's what got niggas walking around with all the power, energetically. Again, Willie Lynch, strong in body, weak in mind. That's the system. Ignorance. Oh, you got religion, but you ain't got no power. Because the power that you got in your body can be usurped and has been usurped if I can mind F your mind. So I'm going to give you religion so that I can take away your power. That's their plan. And it works like clockwork. Now, I got papal bulls written on human skin underneath the Vatican. And you can Google it. You can research it yourself. I hope to God you don't believe me. Go to Google and type in Agenda 21, black man. Go to Google and type in Agenda 21, black woman. You will see there ain't no white people on that wall and on those murals. You don't even know what's underneath the airport in Denver, Colorado. Go to Google and type it in. What is underneath the airport in Denver, Colorado? And then type in, why Denver? Denver. Look at the name. Brothers and sisters, there is a war going on. You are already in it. And the only way for you to win this war is to understand cosmology, theology, and especially your biology. Because the fact that you do not understand the difference between a paradigm and a star, a dime, S-T-A-R-A-D-I-G-M, stars. That is astro star physics. How to change the spirit, how to operate in the spirit realm. The information that the average individual on this planet has is dead information. That's a plethora of light years old. Therefore, if you got bad language, you got a bad system. It's important that you understand, my brothers and sisters, that you have the ability to draw to you everything that you need to be you. So your spiritual truth is inside of you, it's not outside of you. Your intention creates a coherent frequency, emphasis on the word coherent, that is capable of changing the molecular structure of matter. That was inside of the last Transformers movie when they had transformable matter, programmable matter. That's what they were trying to tell you in that movie. How do they change the matter? The dude's brain. Why? Your thoughts are electrical and magnetic. When you have a thought, but it must be specific, and it must be emotionally charged, that means it must be tokening. That means you must be highly sexed. That means it must be intense. That means you got to understand sex. That simply means understanding whether you are a man or a woman. Sex ain't got nothing to do with no freaking physical act. But they get you to think that. Why? That's low vibration. That's genitals. The genie is not in the genitals. The genie is in the genes. You can change your genes anytime you want. But they want to make sure that you never know that. Because then you got to fight them with their weapons. You got to go picket. You got to go march. You got to go vote. You got to go try to get currency. You got to go try to, you know, stay healthy. You got to try to eat this. You got to eat that. And you never think about using your brain. See, the weapons of our warfare, they're not corny, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. That's imaginations that try to exalt itself against the design of God. God got a plan. But the devil got a plan, too. And your ignorance to God's plan empowers the devil's plan. Because the people that got God's plan, that plan is the devil's plan. Because remember, what is their plan? Social media control, social and economic control, corporate control, crypt, to creep in, to cry. Crypto means to cry. Look at the word crypto. Turn it around. To cry. Currency to cry. Currency is something that frequency. It's something that moves you to cry. Move to cry. The only thing that moves someone to cry is death. Because it's based upon a blockchain. Last time Negroes was on the chain, what happened? That's when you was in slavery. Y'all better wake up. Blockchain. Anytime a black man hear the word chain, and you're going to voluntarily get on that chain gang, you might want to make sure that you are totally aware and that you're not oscillating and vibrating in ignorance. Because if you are who you are and you are, you don't need no blockchain nor no crypto. You don't need to crip around over. You don't need no dead currency because you are a light being. You emit light. Your thoughts change mass and matter. The ability to understand that the moment that you understand your true God-ordained destiny that was given to you in Genesis chapter 2, when he gave you dominion over five kingdoms, you are supposed to oscillate and vibrate in those five kingdoms, meaning you got the ability to bring about what you think about. So this ability for you, now again, science has proven that your thoughts have a direct communication, atoms and the molecules that are composed up in the body. And based upon your communication with your own body, you form light. If you have a lot of communication with your body, awareness of yourself, you vibrate on a higher level. You produce what is called a visible light-induced ocular delayed bioluminescence. Lucy and Father, I want you to know that. Because once you do that, then you start to oscillate and vibrate in an increased photon emission from the head, meaning you have a halo. That is why in all of the ancient texts and pictures, Jesus is always pictured with a halo. That halo around his head is a scientifically proved activity of or evidence of increased photon emission from the head. It produces light. It produces an ultraviolet induced, they call it an ultraviolet induced photon emission from a manulated cell or a mammal cell. And you got those. We all do. That trumps melanin. So your brain is more powerful than your chemicals. Now, everybody should know that because chemicals follow the brain. The brain releases the chemicals. So if you got melanin, your brain controls the melanin. So you are a spirit that controls a brain that controls the chemicals. The chemicals is only released. Oxytocin don't release by itself. Oxytocin is released when the brain tells it to be released. And the thing that makes the brain release the oxytocin is something that stimulates the brain. And the best way to stimulate the brain is with the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect. Now, you can stimulate the brain with coffee or with food or with some external. But everything, as I've already proven, that you can put on your tongue is already produced in your brain. DMT, already produced in the brain. Caffeine, already produced in the brain. Glucose, produced in the brain. Everything that you are taking inside the body is already produced by the body. So why do you need to ingest something that you already got in the body? That's the system. The system is designed to get you to think that what you need, that you need them. So you walk around scarred when you ain't got no money. But if you black, just walk outside. You don't get unlimited energy. You don't get unlimited heat. And you get unlimited information. If you're Asian, you walk out there, just stay out there a little bit longer. If you're white, walk out there, stay out a little bit longer. Now, I know they told you the opposite, right? Because they ain't stupid. So they give you, now this has already been proven, white people, that stuff that you put on your skin to block and to prevent the cancer, that's the very thing that causes the cancer. Now, everybody already know that. All the sunscreens contain chemicals to cause cancer. Now, they give you fluoride to protect the teeth. That's what fluoride do. It disrupts the teeth and the brain. So everything that they give you to help you is actually designed to destroy you. That's the system. So you're, remember, awareness. So what is the war that's going on? Ignorance is fighting against awareness. So ignorance is the devil, and awareness is God. That's why it's called Christ consciousness. So God is consciousness. The devil is ignorance. Now, if you want to do with a pitchfork that's red and running around, hey, boo-boo, knock yourself out. I don't care however you want to personify. But at the end of the day, the symbol contains a substance. The symbol. Now, you fighting the symbol. I'm dealing with substance. The substance is ignorance. Now, what is the symbol of ignorance? Oh, it could be the devil. It could be imp. It could be Donald Trump. Hell, you can use any symbol you want. You pick any symbol. I'm not going to debate. I'm not going to argue. Call, you want to name it? You want to name it freaking, I don't, you can call it a dragon. You can call it a snake. You can call it whatever. I'm not interested in you. I'm not interested in your label or your title. I'm interested in your substance. So everybody's walking on fighting over his name, bump his name. What's the attributes and characteristics? Is it wealth, health, wisdom, and great in relationships? Oh, that, those are the attributes? Well, that's the devil. That's ignorance. Now, look at the substance. So you are going to an organization that is good, but you are producing bad substance, or you ain't producing no substance at all. Now, Jesus walked past a substance, a tree. It didn't have, I mean, a symbol, a tree. It didn't have no substance of fruit. He cursed it. So I do not hang out with people or organizations that are symbols, but they ain't got no damn substance. That's the system. That's called ignorance. How do I know? I used to be in that system. I had a lot of titles, Reverend Dr. Bishop and all the titles, but I ain't have no fruit. Now, it may take you a while. It took me 50 years, so it may take you a while. It's okay, boo-boo. We in it to win it. But what you need is cosmology, theology, and biology. Awareness, consciousness destroys ignorance. How do I know? Okay, go in a room in your house and turn on the light and then tell me where did the darkness go. Just try it. It's a test. Go into a dark room. Find the darkest room in the house. Pitch black dark. And then turn on the light. What happens when you turn on light? Bam, awareness. Where did the darkness or the ignorance go? The ignorance can only exist where awareness is not there. So you don't fight darkness. You don't worry about the government. You don't worry about no chemtrails. Man, you better get you some awareness. You fight darkness with light. That's God's system, the big G, not the little one. The big G got a system in place that is fail-proof, guaranteed to work. All you got to do is understand.